Whose job is it to take care of the elderly? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, evangelist Ann Lay.
Later in the show, you'll hear from Hafiz Ali with Grace Villa Facility, which is a ministry that takes care of the elderly in Trinidad, Tobago.
You know, we think about America and how fortunate we are to have facilities, to have retirement homes, nursing homes, assisted living homes, where people can go and get the help that they need. And a lot of times people will have Social Security or Medicare, Medicaid that helps fund these places. But I can't imagine being in another country as an elderly person. Maybe they've lost their family or their family can't take care of them and they have nowhere to go. And how are they going to take care of themselves, you know, in the streets? How can they do that?
I don't think people realize that, you know, with families who may not have kids who want to take care of them, or, you know, the elderly, then what it means is there is no backup. There is no government assistance program in other countries. Mm-hmm. It's just you're on your own and you're pretty much toast. It's not good. And how much of a need of a ministry that is. But in a specific instance like that, whose job is it really? Well, the Bible says in 1 Timothy 5:8, that it's the job of the family to take care of the elderly. It says, but if anyone does not provide for his own, and especially for those of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. So according to scripture, we have an obligation to take care of our family. And if we're going to honor our mother and father who took care of us since we were younger, that would be our job to take care of them in their time of need when they're older. Second thing is, what about people who the kids aren't there or they, you know, decide not to? The church has a role as well. That would be another role for the church. In James 1:27, pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their trouble and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. Mm-hmm. Our job is really to help those who are in need and need help. That's the church's job.
Yeah. And I think as we are here in America, and if we have family members in facilities, another thing we can do to care for them is to visit them. And I think that's really important because not only is it good to take care of their physical needs, but they need to have that family, that friendship, somebody to be there for them so they don't get lonely. And I just love this ministry that Hafiz is doing where they're helping the elderly physically, spiritually, and emotionally. And we're going to hear more about that right here after the break.
Real Life is made possible by people like you. We'd like to take this opportunity to sincerely thank you for your generous support. We couldn't do it without you. May God bless.
Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, evangelist Don Lay.
Hello, everyone.
Joining us is founder of the Grace Villa Facility, Trinidad and Tobago. His name is Hafiz Ali, and he's a former Muslim imam who became a Christian after having an encounter with Jesus. We're going to hear about his ministry now. Welcome to the show, Hafiz. Thanks for being with us.
Yes, it's a privilege to be with you all and to share with you what God is doing for us in the island of Trinidad.
Yes, we're excited because I understand that you were a Muslim imam who ended up having an encounter with Jesus because you were seeking which way is the right way after a woman who was a Christian came to your village preaching the gospel and you were seeing all these miracles. And someone in the Muslim faith said to you, listen, you need to decide either you're going to be a Muslim or a Christian. And you went home that night crying and you had an encounter with Jesus.
Yes.
Wow. And at that encounter, Jesus said, come. And that's when you knew he was the way.
Yes.
That is so powerful. So tell me about how things changed from that point and how you ended up starting your own ministry.
Well, it was about 35 years ago. The Lord had laid on my heart to build a missionary hospital in the island of Trinidad. And during that time, I began to explore the idea of getting lands and talking to the government and the authorities, but there was no response to them. And with that, I began to pray and I began to seek God. Yeah. And then 35 years now, God has brought me to the United States. And the person who I came to work with, I asked him, I said, well, you know, this is my ministry which I want to do. And he said to me, well, don't worry about it. When you get here, I will try to help you to raise the funds to purchase or whatever you have to do to build this ministry, which was only promises and nothing done. But during that time, I began to keep that burden with my heart. And I said, well, you know, it doesn't seem this is going to happen. But then God opened the door for me here in Orlando, Florida, where I open up an assisted living facility. Mm. I think this was the idea of God, me coming here to get my basic training to do what I had to do.
Wow. Mm.
So after a period of time, we've been there almost 22 years now. There was a gentleman I met on a cruise, and I was sharing with him my vision of what I wanted to do in the island. And I kept telling him, I said, you know, I have asked everybody for lands. I have seen the government people and seemed that nobody is interested. So he said, okay. A couple of weeks later, he called me and he said to me, Hafiz, I got some lands and I'm going to give you the lands.
Oh, wow.
So I said, okay. In the following month, I went back to the island. He took me to an attorney and had the land given to me free of charge.
Oh, wow.
Two acres of land. And with that, we started clearing the land. We started laying the foundation. And we're in the process now of putting up a second floor of the building so that we can accommodate downstairs as a healthcare clinic. And the top will be for like residential. In fact, I have a couple of doctors already here in Orlando who have committed their willingness to go and serve the people there free of charge.
Mm.
Wow.
Now, are these people that you're trying to serve, are they Muslim people that you're trying to reach? Or are they?
Yes, they are both Muslims and Hindus and some who claim to be Christians in the rural areas, in the undeveloped areas of Trinidad and Tobago.
And what are you finding there as far as statistically, how many Christians are in that area and need to be reached, those who are not?
There's quite a lot of Christian churches in the area, and they're doing a lot of outreaches to reach people for the kingdom of God. And I believe the ministry that God has given me will give me an opportunity to reach other people like the Muslim, the Hindus, who need medical help, and then we can introduce Jesus Christ to them.
Right.
That's the main object of it. And then we're going to have like residential complex for, you know, the elderly.
Mm.
You know, for those who like an assisted living facility, then we'll probably go on to a nursing home, what we call here a nursing home. You know, and all of these things, we are trusting God and believe in God so that we can reach people for the kingdom of God. There are a lot of people who are underprivileged.
Mm.
They're not like us. We can walk into a doctor's office or we can walk into a hospital because we got Medicaid and Medicare. They don't. It's a universal medicine system they have over there. And it's first come, first serve. Sometimes you go to the hospital and you may wait the entire day. You don't even see a doctor. Wow. There's not a medication to give you. So we are not saying that we will control the whole island, but we might be able to reach a few for the kingdom of God.
Yes.
And that's what we really trust in God and believe in God.
Wow.
We also have it registered here in the state of Florida. And our church, the Sanctuary Church, is a part of the ministry of Grace Villa, Trinidad and Tobago.
Mm.
So this is all we're hoping and praying that God will help us to reach people and to even those who are willing to invest into the kingdom of God. Mm. They can do that as well. There's a lot of things that we have that we can share with them, like the International Church of God, Cleveland, Tennessee, World Mission Department. Mm-hmm. There's also our local church, the Sanctuary Church in Orlando, and they're raising whatever funds they have for mission to help us erect these buildings.
Hey, Hafiz, let me ask you a question. Tell me a little bit about the economic status of Trinidad and kind of what it looks like. You know, for many of us who are listening have never been there. So tell me a little bit about what Trinidad looks like.
At present, they're an oil-rich country. They have oil. They have natural asphalt. They have a lot of tourism. But the thing about it, because of the oil prices dropping right now, it has become really a stagnant situation in the island. There's not much growth, and there's a lot of people who are migrating out of the islands because of the situation it has become. You know, but by God's grace, I believe that God will make things turn around and things will be better off for the elderly over there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so many people forget about the elderly, you know. They a lot of times believe it's meant for the families, and it is, to take care of those people. But like you said, they get turned over to possibly the streets and defend for themselves. And they're basically like orphans, but you're taking them in and helping to feed them. What other things do you guys provide for these elderly people?
Well, we're going to provide medical care, meals for them, and also housing for them too as well.
Wow.
You know, the basic ADLs of life. Mm-hmm. That is really what God has placed upon our lives, that we can really reach people. And this will give us an opportunity of sharing the good news of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Well, there are people listening who want to help you because they have a heart for either the widows or the elderly who are unable to take care of themselves and have no family. Yeah. And yet you're also reaching unbelievers and different people of different faiths out there. And even in America, how can people get a hold of you and learn more about your ministry? Maybe they want to volunteer, or maybe they want to help donate. How can they get a hold of you?
I have a website. It's gvtt.org.
Perfect. And what does that stand for?
It's Grace Villa, Trinidad and Tobago. gvtt.org.
Beautiful. So if you're listening and you want to get involved, you want to help out with this amazing ministry, please look them up at gvtt.org. And we thank you, Hafiz, for the work that you're doing, the people that you're reaching, and the calling that God has on your life. And we're going to pray for our listeners and just see if God would put it on their heart to help out with what you're doing. Thank you so much for being with us.
Yes, thank you very much for having me.
Lord God, we just thank you for, first of all, letting us know of the need. And Lord God, we're believing that you're going to supply the need. But just how important it is, as I'm just thinking about it, it's so important for us to really want to reach those, but not just by preaching the gospel, but by doing something about it, by taking care of people, by sharing the love of God.
That's
what Hafiz is doing with Grace Villa Facility in Trinidad and Tobago. So Father, we just thank you for this ministry. We pray that you would bless it, God. Pray you bless all of the people who are reaching with the light and the love of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We ask for this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. God bless you all. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Real Life.